Civil War author and historian Don Wickman says by 1863, Americans were getting tired of the Civil War.
I think what people started seeing was death notices. A lot of people thought early on after Fort Sumter that the war would be over in 3 months. But you started seeing affairs like Bull Run and Shiloh, which exceeded like 24,000 casualties in 2 days. Reality came to the forefront.
With thousands of soldiers dying, the Union Army needed replacements. Wickman says an old militia law from the 1700s wasn't working. So, in 1863, Congress passed its first enrollment or draft act.
They said anybody between 18 and 45 had to put their name in.
Each state had a quota of soldiers they had to provide, and names were randomly drawn to meet it. If someone had a medical problem or was their family's sole provider, Wickman says they were typically excused from military service.
But here was the different catch, is that you could also buy your way out of the draft. You could pay commutation.
For $300, or you could hire a substitute to serve in your place.
Consider a family could survive on $400 for a year. $300 was a lot of money, so people started throwing out a new word or a new phrase that it was a rich man's war and a poor man's fight, because it was the poor that were going to be drafted and have to fight.
By the summer of 1863, anger was boiling over in several communities. New York City saw the worst of it with 4 days of bloody violence.
What happened there was a lot of the Irish that were in New York, they were poor. They were figuring that they were going to be the ones drafted. They took out their frustration against the free blacks in the city. And there were over 120 fatalities, primarily free blacks. There were lynchings on the street. There were buildings being burned. There were 2,000 injured. And it equated, I saw, $1 to $5 million worth of business in 1863 dollars.
It took federal troops to finally restore order. Federal troops were also needed in Vermont after an Irish quarry worker in West Rutland refused to register for the draft.
They were actually going to arrest him because he wasn't following the law. Well, that brought out a whole flurry of quarrymen that decided to protect him. So the next day, the head of the draft district with another deputy and a few others came over there, and they were received even more brutally. There were hundreds of workers that came out of the quarries. They started pelting them with pieces of marble, and they got away with their lives.
200 armed soldiers arrived in West Rutland several weeks later to make sure the men received their draft notices.
And it was really interesting. They started serving the papers, but to prevent the Irish workers from coming out of the quarries, the troops went over and pulled all the ladders up. So they were stumped. All these irate Irishmen were down in the bottom of the quarries with no way of getting out to help the people that were getting issued papers.
The papers were served without additional violence, and by the end of August, the federal troops left Rutland. Job done. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.